Ladies and gentlemen, joining us to the program. She is part owner of Gold Star Logistics, Miss Tawana Randall. Hey. How are we doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing awesome. Thank you so much for joining us right here on the number one rated business show on the special edition.
Yes.
But no, before we get into it, trucking has become a huge industry now. Like, it's a lot of folks getting into trucking. Yeah. Like, why do you think this just major shift in everybody trying to get into the trucking industry with, I don't know if it's
because a lot of money
delivery or what? Like, seriously, though, it's a lot of folks trying to get into this world
because a lot of money,
shiny object, and it's also recession proof. So, okay, you know, trucking is definitely one of those things that you can get into. You can definitely make good money if you do it the correct way. But you know, recently, I guess with, you know, with the pandemic and everything going on, a lot of people that have been coming into the trucking industry, one, have been doing it like a passive income, and okay, some people just want a change in income, a change in scenery, a change in career. So we've had teachers that went from teaching to dispatching. Wow. We've had people that went from their main careers to driving. Mm-hmm. So, you know, trucking is just becoming one of those things that people are talking about and people want to get into. But, you know, unfortunately, people get into the industry without the proper education or mentorship.
And it's interesting. Now, I want to get into that. First, we'll get into your story, but I wanted you to explain how the industry works, because you position yourself very strategically in a way that most people don't. Most people think about trucking as I drive the truck, but you position yourself in a way that whether you had the truck or not, you're still an integral part of the trucking industry.
Absolutely. So when it comes to the supply chain industry, there are several different parts. Transportation is just one of them. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to, you know, transportation, you have, you know, truck driver and getting a CDL and driving a truck, a freight dispatcher, freight broker. You can be an accountant for truckers. There's so many different aspects where you don't have to have assets. You don't have to actually purchase a truck.
Wow.
So, you know, depending on how you want to get in the industry, how your capital is looking, you know, you decide to jump into the industry that way. Unfortunately, like I said, people jump into the industry backwards, uh-huh, or jump into the industry without the education. And me being definitely one of them. Mm-hmm. I jumped into the industry and failed miserably the first time around. Bought a truck because somebody said buy a truck. And we, you know, we failed miserably. We didn't have the education. We didn't have all the knowledge that came in there. So I use that as a part of my story to just let people know that it's not easy. Just, you know, buy a truck and I'll tell you what to do with it. You know, there's nothing to me. You know, I hear people say it all the time, but to me, okay, there's nothing passive about trucking. You got to know what you're doing. Even if you're turning it over to somebody else to manage, you want to know what you're doing. You want to know where the money's coming in or why the money isn't coming in. Mm-hmm. So you want to understand logistics and transportation in the whole before just spending $70,000 on a piece of equipment and saying, hey, make me $10,000 a week and yeah, send it back to me. Like, yeah. Okay.
Now, for somebody that wants to be in this industry, it's so much in the truck, right? I mean, government contracts, they paying $10,000 to ship water across town, like, yeah, for real. Yeah. So many folks want to be in this industry right now. What are some things that people need to think about, or what are some things that you know, startups, before they run out here and go buy the truck, as you say, people need to start to think?
Definitely educate yourself. I always say start out at the bottom, not necessarily the bottom, because I make really, really good money being a freight dispatcher.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But freight dispatching for me taught me the logistics. It taught me everything as a whole. It teaches you the lanes. It teaches you the terminology. It teaches you about the money. So, you know, you get a chance to interact with shippers, brokers, and truck drivers. So you get to learn the basics of the industry before actually going out there buying equipment. For me as a dispatcher, all I needed was a computer,
okay,
and a cell phone and a few softwares to make it happen. Mm-hmm. So once I learned dispatching, once I dealt with different carriers with different types of equipment, then from there, it was easy for me to upgrade and say, okay, now I want to purchase a truck, or now I want to be a freight agent, or now I want to do something different. But you know, even if you don't want to have an asset or don't want to have that major portion of purchasing the truck, you can literally be in the transportation industry and still make very, 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 very good money.
Now, when you talk about being in dispatch, how does someone even get started? Is that like relationships? I know a few truckers, they need, you know, somebody to kind of communicate in between. Mm-hmm. Like, how does somebody get started in the world? Because that's not even something I would think about going into. I'd be mm-hmm. thinking more buy the truck, right. Get the loads, you know, and this type of stuff. So how what brought you to that part?
So for me, like I said, once we purchased the truck and I didn't know what to do with it, couldn't figure out how to get loads, the person who told us to purchase the truck and they'll help us out disappeared.
It's like, always like that when you start the business. I got you, bro. I got you. Going,
oh, yeah. Oh, you got it already? Oh, okay. I'm going to hit you up later. And I'm like, I got this truck back.
I need some orders today.
So from there, it was just like, you know, I just started Googling and making calls myself because now it's like it's on me. I purchased the truck. Now it's on me. But now, fast forward, you know, 7 years later, I teach and mentor freight dispatchers and people how to get into the industry the correct way.
Okay.
So taking a class, getting out there, researching the instructor, researching the actual class and making sure it's a decent class, taking a class and getting the knowledge and the education, learning dispatching, and dispatching something you can do from home. Mm-hmm. All you need is a laptop. You can do it at home. You can do it at your desk from your 9 to 5 if they let you. Wow. But you don't have to have, you know, you don't have to have a lot.
I know that.
Trust me. Hey, I'm not gonna say no names, but a few of my dispatchers, you know, they still work their 9 to 5 and they're able to dispatch just 6 or 7 trucks throughout the day.
Okay.
Because, you know, a lot of people now are either working from home or they have a little bit more flex on the schedule. But if you're available during daytime hours and you want to, you know, want to learn a new career, freight dispatching is definitely something you can do and learn and, you know, maintain a great clientele and maintain a really, really good piece of income mm-hmm. without purchasing a truck.
Now, what does the clientele look like for something like that? Is it the physical truckers that you are trying to bring together as a network, or is it the businesses that need the loads, or is it?
So for me, it's a little bit of both. So starting out, you know, you're reaching out and you're advertising and marketing to carriers and people that own trucks.
Okay.
So if they own a box truck, a dry van, a reefer, a hot shot, a flatbed, whatever, you're letting them know that you want to arrange freight pickup for them back
okay.
and forth.
Okay.
So you're up 6-7 o'clock in the morning, you're looking for freight, you're going out there and you are contacting brokers, contacting shippers, arranging the freight for them to pick up. We're essentially like travel agents for the truck.
Wow.
We tell them what to do, where to go, where to pick up, what time to be there, and so on and so forth. We give them literally their whole schedule for that particular load for that day or for that, you know, for the next couple of days.
Wow,
so
okay.
Our clients are the trucks. My client is the carrier, the person with the truck or the person with the small fleet that's looking for someone to help them move their freight.
So I could personally go purchase 5 big rigs.
I wouldn't recommend
put 5 drivers in it, and then I just call you and you're gonna just load me up with business and take care of all of it.
I got you.
And I can sit back and make money and do nothing.
I'm gonna need you to do something.
I don't wanna do nothing. That's what I'm saying.
That's what we call passive. I like my clients to be involved.
That's the dream.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's definitely the dream, to just know that the trucks are out there and they're making good money.
So know? I'm gonna get me 5 tricycles.
Give me
a couple of kindergartners, and we go.
Can you take these Skittles down to Miss Betty?
Hey, that's a good business.
Have some candy runs.
Yep.
Candy runs.
Yeah. Now, owning a successful business, you said you're a family person as well. Mm-hmm. So what does it look like, family life? Is this something that you know, completely just has to take over and just all day long you managing the business, or do you actually have time to have that life?
Now, yeah. When I first started, no, there was no such thing. Because I was, you know, I was grinding. I was still full-time employed with Emory University.
Okay.
I eventually stepped out on fate and let Emory go after 12 years.
Woo! I know that one either.
Everybody thought I was crazy. My mom was like, you finna let go of them good benefits?
Not that good job!
You know, anybody quit a hospital, your fucking right. badass. Yep. Because that's the best insurance you're going
right.
to get.
But, you know, it became hard to try to dispatch and, you know, do the job they paid me. So it was either they was going to fire me or I was going to quit. So I bowed out gracefully and just stepped out on faith and did it. And so from there, it just became like grind mode every day from like 6 o'clock in the morning to sometimes 9-10 o'clock at night on the phone, on the computer, looking for loads, sending emails, making calls, and you know, you can feel like the side eye burning back in your head. And mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to look over there, but I do. My boyfriend was like, how long you gonna be?
Not the intervention. Know, right? Gonna be not doing the this intervention.
Don't nobody want to hear it, dog. Yep.
You coming in and all of a sudden you got all family members sitting there talking about we got to talk.
You think it's okay because you're home. Yeah. You know, I was literally in my home office for 12, 14 hours a day.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that's the worst. I tell folks all the time, work from home is the worst thing because you never stop working.
Computer, yeah. Man, like,
exactly. Yep. And then in your leisure time, like, well, hell, I can go in my office and go get something done.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. It's work.
Computer in the bed. You be in the bed.
I got
with
out
computer.
Of that habit. Well, I didn't get out. I was forced to get out of that habit.
I know he told you don't be bringing that computer to bed with you.
I
now.
Was in there, all these phones and computer, and I was like, oh, okay. And I turn around and take it back. Yeah, there has to be some type of balance. And you know, fortunately now I have a team. We have about 87 trucks that we dispatch for.
Woo!
And we have a team, and you know, my team allows me to be out here talking to y'all and you know, building the business while they handle our clients.
See, when I first met Tawana, she said she had a trucking business. And I was expecting the cap, the gold tooth, the flannel shirt. I like, you don't have no trucking business.
I do have a flannel shirt, though.
She said there's more to trucks than just that.
Now,
logistics has, since the emergence of Amazon, has become one of them buzzwords that everybody like to throw around, and everybody do logistics nowadays. What is truly logistics, and what is Gold Star Logistics?
So Gold Star Logistics Group is a full service freight dispatch and compliance company.
Okay.
So we're based out of McDonough, Georgia, and we literally handle the trucker from beginning to end.
Okay.
So we can set up their business, we can get their trucks moving, and we can handle their compliance as far as everything that they need for the FMCSA, for the government, and for DOT and things like that. We also own Dependable Screening Solutions, which is also located in McDonough, which is a full service TPA and consortium.
Okay.
Every truck driver must have a drug test and be a part of a consortium in order to get on the road. So we do drug testing, fingerprinting, background checks, COVID tests, physicals, DOT physicals, and everything.
Wow. Okay.
So with that, it was just one of those things where it's like, in order for me to be full service, I had to learn different aspects of the industry.
Okay.
So learning the dispatching, learning the compliance portion, learning the, you know, some of the rules and regulations, which constantly change with the FMCSA and with DOT, and then learning the consortium and the clearinghouse portion so that we can offer our clients a full array of services.
Wow.
And again, all services that I don't need a truck for. But still, you know, networking and still within the transportation and logistics industry.
But you know, all those changes, though. I mean, those regulations, you say they're constantly changing. How do you keep up with all that? I mean, is it like you just on a feed or you just have to keep contacting people? Yeah.
You're constantly reading up on the FMCSA blog. I listen to things like Freightways. Have a very good business partner, Adam Wingfield, who is always talking about, you know, different changes in the transportation industry.
Okay.
But you plug yourself into the things that are important for you to grow your business.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So you can't just say, oh, I'm in business, and then you hear on the street, oh, they changed that? Like, oh, you know, we have to be able to let our drivers know.
Oh, yeah.
Nine times out of 10, the drivers don't know that the HOS hours have changed. They don't know that the waiver, there's been a waiver out there where you can be on the road longer. They don't know these things. So we educate our drivers as well. So if we don't educate ourselves, then it's like someone's coming to us asking us something and we're like, oh, I didn't know. You know, so the more education we have, the more we can educate drivers and carriers and educate our clients as well.
But one thing I want to go back to that you said as you start talking about expanding the business. It is to highlight once again multiple streams of income, because a lot of times people get so full with this whole multiple streams of income. They think it's I own a chicken shop over here. I'm selling Tahitian Noni over here. You know what I'm saying? I'm in this. I'm selling.
You ain't gonna talk bad about that Noni.
but no, a lot of times, and what ends up happening, you going in all these different directions, and you ain't getting nowhere, and you drowning everywhere because of the simple fact it ain't focused on nothing.
Right. Yeah,
and it's like the people that talk about multiple streams of income, they talking about I got my business, and it creates all these different services and streams from it.
Right. Yeah,
so I love the fact that you said you opened up to where you knew they had to get the drug test,
right?
And then you opened up somewhere for them to get the drug test.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I wanted the multiple streams of income because, you know, one, I'm not going to tell anybody that transportation is easy. Dispatching is not easy. If you put in the work, you definitely can make the money. You know, for me, when I first started, you know, getting a few trucks here and there, you know, we were doing about maybe $2,000 to $3,000 a week.
Okay.
So, you know, and that's dispatching for about 10 trucks.
Wow.
You know, so which is a lot. But, you know, depending on the goals that you're trying to reach, you can definitely make the money.
Okay.
So if you're going to continue to grow in this industry, then why not have all of your streams of income have something to do with the same industry?
Oh yeah.
You know, I can't put on no makeup, so I'm not selling Mary Kay. Mm-hmm. You know, people come to me all the time, you would do good with selling that. No, you know, so I try to stick to what I know and what I dedicated myself to. So if I felt like I was going to dedicate myself to transportation, then why not have the streams that I had be focused on just that one industry versus confused. The only thing I have different is a travel agency, which kind of goes with it because I book hotels.
It's the same,
and
yeah.
I drive it sometimes. So, you know, so I still get the perks.
No,
so
I'm with you.
Everything that I do, everything that I focus on has to be within this industry.
That is so beautiful. Now, what are some things, because you obviously become just majorly successful at doing this. What are some of those keys that you have found as you have gone through this industry and started doing your thing in it? What are some of those keys that you have found to success?
Prayer.
Say pray about it.
Prayer. I definitely try to stay prayed up and keep that, you know, keep God first. My family, definitely my circle, making sure I surround myself with people who are legitimately in this industry and legitimately being successful and that can actually teach me something.
Wow.
Or I can teach them something, or, you know, vice versa. And definitely keeping my education and knowledge, you know, because within this industry, if you don't have that, then, you know, you're definitely not going to be able to go far.
Wow. Once again, makes sense. I keep telling y'all, it's never 1, 2, 3. You know what I'm saying? It's always the inner stuff. It's always, you know what I'm saying? It's always what's going on in your life, more so than what's going on in your business that's affecting you. What are some of the pitfalls being an entrepreneur, having a family, and all this type of stuff that you've fallen into?
Being an entrepreneur, definitely your success or your lack of is on you.
Okay.
You know, working,
I love that,
for corporate America is this, that's your company, you know.
I don't care if you work or not.
I come in here and do my little piece, you know. Y'all go under, they ain't got nothing to do with me. But, you know, if Ghost Logistics goes under, that's me. That's me all day. That depends on the people I hire. That depends on the services that I offer. That depends on the marketing that I do. Everything that I do makes a difference whether or not I'm going to succeed or fail.
Wow.
So, you know, being an entrepreneur is 24 hours, you know, so I'm definitely trying to position. I am positioning myself now where I'm an owner of the company and allowing people or hiring people to work with us to help the company grow.
Wow.
But definitely being an entrepreneur is not, it has nothing to do with everyone else. It all has everything to do with you and how you handle your business.
That's a key piece. She said it has nothing to do with everyone else.
That's true.
It has to do with you. And a lot of times we let other people run our business.
Yep.
They have no stake in our business. And they're telling us what we need to be
exactly
doing. You need to be doing
this. At the
end
of the day, they leave and go start their own.
They got you buying $70,000 trucks.
Right.
It's like, I'm out. I'm out.
But, you know, it's so true in life. And it's kind of sad to say, in a way, you can't take no advice from nobody else because it's always going to be selfish and based off them. You know what I'm saying? It's always gonna be based off what they would do.
And they like and they like to hear themselves talk.
Oh yeah.
Because a lot of times they just say it just to be saying. I remember I had a friend of mine buy an actual Benz based off of me trying to hear myself talk. Because he asked me if it was a good idea.
Right.
And he was like, yeah, man. Now this guy's 6'4", 250 plus, and he was a drop top. 2-seater
oh
Benz.
Oh,
and he was like, should I get it? And I'm laughing, joking, just like, yeah, you should get it. That's not my money.
Right.
So he went on a bid on it.
Yeah.
And he won the bid.
Wow.
So now he's stuck with his 2-seater. And he's like, what am I supposed to do with this? And I'm looking at him like, I don't believe you listen to me. I was just joking.
Right.
I wasn't serious, but it wasn't my investment. So I didn't really.
You had no stake.
Yeah.
But let me tell you other crazy folks. And he just did exactly what most folks going to do to you. Mm-hmm. When the advice don't work out, my bad.
Yeah,
my bad, bro. You just got me $50,000.
She told me with the girl, she's like, hey, man, you know, I'm like asking her, like, oh, y'all killing it in the trucking business. Yeah, just buy a truck. I'm going to tell you the guy get the contracts and da 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 da. I'm like, shoo, you know, we looking for trucks that day. Like,
wow.
As soon as you get the truck, everybody goes.
Yep.
It's no longer there.
Like, what I'm supposed to do with this now? Like, yeah.
Yep. I didn't know she was going to do it for real.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So as soon as you get it, everybody goes. Don't nobody want to tell you anything. And that's big for whatever reason in our community. Don't nobody want to share them. Where you get that load from? Oh, Lord, girl, I don't remember.
I love that.
Was yesterday.
I know. I did that in real estate, man. Yeah, it was so, like all of a sudden the market turned in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else knew, but nobody told
me. Nobody
wanted
to share.
All of a sudden they were like, hey, man, you should have got out last year. I'm like, you should have
told me last year.
You should
have told me last year, right. So I could have been walking with you.
Yeah.
Well, Ms. Rhonda, if you got any more advice for young entrepreneurs out there, anybody want to get in the trucking industry, if you can just give us just a few tips of what people can do to get started.
Number one, get started. research what it is that you want to do. Where do you want to start? Whether it's in the transportation industry or whatever, research what you want to do. Do research on whatever classes it is that you want to take, or the mentor, the person that you're getting. You know, I see people all the time getting mentorship in the industry from someone who's not in the industry. So it's like, how are they going to mentor you into something? So just do your research, check reviews. And after that, you know, sit down and, you know, check your finances, check yourself, talk to your family and put a plan together and just do it. A lot of times we have these ideas in our head, and then 5 years from now we see somebody else doing
it.
Yeah.
You still have it in your head and you're too scared to get it out of your head. So you just got to do it. One thing I always knew, that I had the skills, I had the degrees, that if need be, I can get me a job.
Yeah.
But it's been 7 years.
Yeah. No, we're talking that. So you made it past that magical five number we talked about.
So I definitely recommend anybody, you know, the way that the world is now, sometimes you just have to take a step out on faith and just do it. Don't wait for someone else to agree. Don't wait for someone else to say it sound good and that's a great idea. It's your idea. It's your vision. Pray on it and make it happen.
So, Tawana, here's what I'm thinking. You've heard about the Tesla trucks and how, you know, the electric trucks going to be the new wave. So I think you should get an electric truck. I'm going to drive it. I'm going to leave Kevin in the show.
They don't need you to drive it.
That's what I'm talking about.
These
you see my vision. You see my vision.
I see your vision.
I'm going to sit in the truck, let it do its thing. You know?
Monitor. No, it'll be a truck, like a bus monitor.
Exactly.
Gotcha. I'll hit you up. I'll call you.
We need to do that. It's going to make us a lot of money.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I hope y'all successful with y'all.
All
right.
Also, you're not coming.
No, I'm gonna let him go. They done tried to put me off the show this week. He's doing concerts without me now. It's just,
I give up. Can't trust.
But once again, thank you so much for joining us right here on the Number One Rated Business Show. If anybody want to get in contact with you, if we got any truckers out there driving around listening to us. If anybody want to get in contact with Gold Star Logistics, how can they do that?
Follow me on IG, Gold Star Logistics, and you can also check out my website at goldstarlogisticsgroup.com, or you can give me a call, 888-601-0696, Gold Star Logistics Group.
All right. Once again, and it's the number one rated business show right here on Real 1100 AM, iHeartRadio, checking in all over the world. It's the Rockstar KC.
And Mr. Marketology, about to drive a Tesla truck.
And we'll be back after this. Lord have mercy.
All right. We good.
Yep, we got it.